This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Good morning, everyone, and today it is Norm Shealy sitting in for Vincent, who's recovering from a minor, hopefully, problem. And I am available, especially to take your calls, at 866-582-9933. And Vince sent me enough call questions that I'll keep busy until we get that first call. The question first is one vinegar better than another, apple cider, wine, or white? Well, they're all vinegar, and they all have a certain pH effect, and that means all of them are somewhat good at helping to sterilize and clean things. However, to take it by mouth, there's a strong, strong, strong preference for apple cider vinegar. I wouldn't think of drinking or taking in my mouth or in my food anything other than apple cider vinegar. He asked, can one pour an ounce of vinegar and sip it all day? Well, yeah, if you don't mind the taste. I'm not quite sure it would be that good for your teeth. It might actually not only take off the plaque, but erode a little bit of the calcium from your teeth. I don't know. I prefer to just add it to a glass of water or a slice of some kind. Is it an essential nutrient or food? Not really in the usual sense of the word. It's an accessory. It's not absolutely essential, but it does especially help digestion. I think its greatest benefit is improving the digestive process and perhaps intestinal program. Can D-mannose be taken if there's a possibility of a urinary tract infection, even without a UTI test? Well, 95% of all urinary tract infections are E. coli. The bacteria E. coli likes mannose better than it likes your bladder, so it rides it out when you urinate, and it will do instead of an antibiotic about 95% of the time. Obviously, if you've got a fever, I wouldn't hesitate to go see a regular doctor, but if it's just an irritation, I would try D-mannose first. I prefer the powder to the capsules, about one teaspoon a day. Does glucosamine rebuild joints, or is it more effective with MSM? Well, glucosamine is part of what does help build joints and cartilage to some extent. Everything practically in your entire diet is better if taken with some MSM. Methylsulfonylmethane is one of my great favorites. It's in Dr. Shealy's youth formula. It includes 1 gram there, which doubles the effectiveness of the vitamin C. However, you could take another gram easily and improve your metabolism and your immune system. I think everyone should take MSM. And, by the way, if you prefer to ask your questions instead of listening to me answer my own questions, 866-582-9933. If one uses a cast iron skillet for frying eggs or simmering vegetable sauce, spaghetti sauce, etc., can you get too much iron? Absolutely. There's a big article that came out this morning about the negative effects of excess iron. It can interfere with everything in your body, cause severe liver disease in men, and even predispose you to cancer. So if you are getting adequate iron from your diet, you would do better not to cook in a cast iron skillet. And of course, if you don't get enough, you're going to be anemic, and that can be an equal problem. Do copper pipes of plumbing work to the body's benefit versus plastic plumbing? Absolutely. You do get a little bit of copper out of the pipes, and that's a lot better than getting plastic out of the pipes. But you need zinc as an adjunct. In other words, there's a relationship between zinc, where you need maybe about 20 milligrams a day, and copper, where you need 2 to 3 milligrams a day. But I still strongly prefer copper water pipes to plastic pipes. Do old iron pipes cause too much iron intake? Certainly they could, if they could. They actually can rust, and I don't know what on earth happens if they get that corroded. I don't like iron pipes. What are your concerns about food made with city water in city food factories? Well, that's one of the reasons I do not buy canned anything in the grocery store. I don't buy bread, soda, beer, tonic water, etc., because it's all made with fluoridated water. And fluoride is the greatest single poison in our thousands of poisons that affect the world today. Fluoride is at the top on the list of avoid, avoid, avoid. Don't buy canned anything. And bread, of course, not only has too much iron in it, but the other place that has excess iron in it is so-called cereal. Now, I haven't had a box of cereal in 40 or 50 years. I don't eat box cereal. It is junk. It has not only often two or three times too much iron, it's got all kinds of other junk in it, including sugar, of course. So no boxed, ready-made cereals. Should we consume a daily amount of tonic water and quinine? Well, again, if it comes in a bottle from a city, it's got probably a 50-50 chance of having fluoride in it, so I'd be careful. Have you ever seen anyone who's turned blue from color to silver? They don't turn blue. They turn a kind of silvery color. It's not quite like silver itself. It's called argyria, and you can certainly get that. I had a distant family member who got argyria, and it could cause serious problems. Do you have any silver, colloidal silver concerns? For example, is taking colloidal silver and then taking a cell phone, metallic silver atoms combined with a 2.4 gigahertz frequency? Well, of course, I don't use a cell phone. I don't believe in them. I don't recommend them. I don't use one. I don't have one. And I don't recommend anybody use them. If you're going to take colloidal silver, maybe you should avoid them extra at that time if you don't avoid them other time. But I find, you know, cell phones only double the incidence of brain cancer. Now, the incidence is only 1% in our average population. But I don't want a 2% risk of having a brain cancer. So I would not, under any circumstance, recommend the use of a cell phone. Can you explain the vitamin C, B, and K in relationship as well? Everything affects everything. In other words, if you take over 100 milligrams of vitamin C a day, you actually can wind up in trouble with kidney stones if you do not have adequate B6. In fact, I told my lawyer that many years ago, and the idiot didn't pay attention to me. He wound up with kidney stones, but fortunately I had the correspondence showing him how stupid he was. So you do need B-complex with vitamin C. Now, in today's world, we need considerably more vitamin B than we did 50 years ago. Back then, you know, 1 to 2.5 milligrams of each of the basic Bs was adequate. Today, you need a minimum of 25 milligrams of B1, B2, B4, B6, etc. And if you're taking, which I recommend, of course, like my youth formula, 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day, you really do need 50 milligrams of B-complex a day. Vitamin K, of course, is also related not only to all the others, but more to vitamin D3. And you must have some minimum amount of K, that is just 100 micrograms a day, to balance out your vitamin D3. It's an interesting question about hydration, dehydration. A lot of people do not drink enough water. Now, if you're drinking city water, you might be better drinking the toilet. But city water with fluoride is really not a way of hydrating your body. It is very dangerous, especially to men. Sperm count in this country has decreased from 150 million 50 years ago to 40 million today. Men are infertile when it falls to 20 million. I have actually seen men with sperm counts below 50 million since the early 90s. Do not drink city water. Get yourself some kind of filter, at least for your cooking and drinking water. I don't know about bathing in it. Personally, I don't like it in my house. I don't want it near me. Every city council in the country should be voted out of office every single election until they get rid of fluoride in the city water. Now, again, anytime, I'm happy to take your questions instead of mine or Vince's. 866-582-9933. Now, what is it? So does pinching the skin of one's upper wrist and release it indicate dehydration? Well, mostly. But if you're very thin, it can, you know, if you don't have enough subcutaneous fat, it's still going to look as if you're dehydrated, perhaps. But it's just one. But really, actually, I think your thirst should tell you. Ideally, you should be thirsty when you need water. Now, if you weigh 150 pounds, you need 75 ounces of water, non-city, non-fluoridated. So half of your body weight in pounds, you drink in ounces of good water. To me, thirst should be the number one monitor, but you could actually measure your drinking. You know, an average glass is 8 ounces, so take whatever you need to get half your body weight in ounces. Does insufficient copper cause premature hair whitening? Yes, it can, but of course, all kinds of things. It's strongly genetic as well. Is there a supplement to restore the youthful hair color naturally? My mother lived to be 97, and she had only about half of her hair gray at that age. She was a health nut, much like me, all of her life. And so I don't know unequivocally one that will prevent it. But interestingly, we have found that people using our sapphire-enhanced adrenal medulla scalar device have regained a lot of the color in their hair. It alone seems to take away at least 50% of hair color over a period of a year or two. Now, I've run out of Vince's questions, and I'm going to therefore start talking about things I would like to. However, at any time, the number one way to find out what you want to know about anything, because everything is related to health, is give me a call at 866-582-9933. So let's talk about the top of my list of health. Unequivocally at the top of my list is autogenic training. AUTOGENIC training. It is the number one way to enhance your health, reduce your stress, and detach from things you cannot change. It has been around since 1912. There are 28,000
now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
And today it is Norm Shealy at the controls, more or less, thanks to our great technicians there in Minnesota. And I hear that Joey is on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Norm. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. What's going on?
Hey, I got a earache, and it started... That was really bad last week. I was spraying silver in it. I was spraying copper in it. That didn't seem to work. And then I put a antibiotic ointment on a Q-tip. And within an hour, it was better, but it's not good. I mean, it's the pressure's gone, but it still feels like I'm underwater.
So, well, unless you're going to... And actually, it's not the number one way I would treat it, but you really need to have a physician look at your ear. This is where acute medicine shines in general. I would say of all the things that have helped most over the last 40 or 50 years with antibiotics is ear infections, especially in kids. So it can be serious. It could cause lack of hearing. It could cause abscesses in the brain. I would not ignore it, Joy. Now, colloidal silver can sometimes help. Basically, I would take it by mouth rather than putting it just into the ear. But I would also have a physician look at it just to be sure.
What causes that ear infection?
Well, they're almost always bacteria. I suppose it could be viruses, but I would say the vast majority are bacteria.
So probably if you took your key and you were scratching your ear with it, that would probably not be a good thing.
No, I don't think I'd irrigate the ear. with vitamin C. Intravenously, take 100 grams, it might help. But again, your hearing and the ear and its connection with the brain are so important. In my opinion, this is one of the best things in conventional medicine, to have a physician take care of it.
If they're going to give you something, what do you think they're going to give you?
Well, almost certainly an antibiotic. But now, it can be anything from one of the penicillin family, but I leave that to the judgment of the physician.
All right. Last week, you were talking about when you take too much vitamin C so you don't get a kidney stone, take the B6 with it. How does that work?
Well, you got to have 50 to 100 milligrams of B6 to compensate for extra vitamin C, yes.
And the B6 does what? How does it breaks it down? It helps it dissolve different or what?
Exactly. It prevents them entirely.
Okay.
I had an attorney many, many years ago. I told him about this, and he didn't take my advice. He got a kidney stone. Fortunately, I had the correspondence with him where I told him he could get kidney stone if he didn't take enough B6. But, I've been taking 2 to 3 grams of vitamin C most of my entire life, and I've never had a kidney stone, but I've always taken lots of B-complex with it.
Well, in this ear, it was bothering me a lot last week. I was up to 16 grams over the day, and the next day, it was just about gone.
Yeah, that can help. No question it can help, but again, chronic ear infections can lead to abscesses. I've actually gave a paper, one of the first papers I gave at a national meeting was on a brain abscess from that kind of thing.
All right, so it'd be better to have it looked at. All right, next question. So a friend of mine, he had a prostate repair done, I don't know, a year or two ago. So he's nervous about all kinds of stuff. Last week, he passed one day what looked like a jelly bean, and another one the second day, and he's thinking it was a kidney stone, which he's made an appointment to go to the doctor, but he still haven't gotten no appointment yet. And he's been complaining about, pain on either side of his groin, and it comes and goes.
Right.
That could be from a kidney stone doing that?
It's an unusual place to have it, a kidney stone. They usually occur more in the back or in the bladder itself. But, again, here's the place I'd go to the emergency room if necessary.
I'll hold here a minute. Perfect.
Okay, hold on.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New incriminating information into Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden's son. According to a Saturday's New York Post report, Hunter Biden received nearly $500,000 to sit on the board of a Ukrainian gas company, Burisma, but the money was never disclosed in his 2014 tax return. The Justice Department's investigation into Hunter, which has been ongoing since 2018, despite President-elect Joe Biden's claim there was no investigation. An armed gunman was fatally shot by the New York Police Department on Sunday after he began firing indiscriminate rounds during a Christmas concert outside a church in New York City. No one else was hurt. China is days away from becoming the third country to bring moon rocks back to Earth. China's state news agency announced Sunday that the country's lunar probe, Chang'e 5, had completed its second orbital maneuver and began to slingshot back to Earth. The craft is expected to land in China's Inner Mongolia region later this week. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A former deputy under New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo is claiming sexual harassment and a toxic work environment by Governor Cuomo. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott tells us more.
The allegations surfaced in a series of tweets Sunday from Lindsay Boylan, who worked as Cuomo's deputy secretary for economic development and a special advisor from 2015 to 2018. She said, quote, "Many saw it and watched. This was the way for years." A spokesperson for the governor told the Associated Press there is simply no truth to these claims. Boylan tweeted last week that her time in the governor's office was the most toxic team environment. After leaving, she ran for Congress in New York, losing to Democrat Jerry Nadler. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The Cleveland Indians will be changing their name for the 2021 season. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
The Cleveland Indians will be changing their nickname. According to a report from the New York Times, the club could announce the change as soon as this week. The franchise has been known as the Indians since 1915, going by the Naps, the Bronchos, and the Blues since their founding in 1901. The change comes more than 2 years after the club began to distance itself from the Chief Wahoo logo that had been labeled insensitive to indigenous peoples. Cleveland becoming the latest sports team to change a nickname that's been the target of accusations of racism. Washington's NFL franchise announced back in January it would drop its former moniker. The change will reportedly go into effect for the 2021 MLB season. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
And it is Norm Shealy sitting in for Vince today, and Joey is still on the phone. Joe, yet another question?
So we go back to that kidney stone story. He did have a pain in his upper middle back and when he passed it. So now we go to the third question. So I have another person that never thought he had AFib, and then his doctor says, oh, you have AFib, and he's older, he's 77. Anyway, they thought...
Watch your language, Joey. I'm teasing.
Hi, Norm. You're an exceptional shape for your age.
I'm sorry. I couldn't resist.
No, I know. And, I mean, anyway, this guy used to be really alert. Well, then they decided for a treatment, they would stop his heart and restart it. So they did it. It didn't work. So they did it a second time. And since they did this, which was somewhere in July, August, his memory is slowly becoming less and less and less.
Okay. He is almost certainly deficient in magnesium. In my opinion, the treatment of atrial fibrillation is intravenous magnesium. I personally have had several episodes of it, starting in 2009, and I've cured it myself with magnesium. Now, most people will do okay if they use 4 teaspoons of magnesium lotion on the skin daily. Taking magnesium by mouth is a waste of money and time and energy. It is not well absorbed. But I give you 10-to-1 odds that he is highly deficient in intracellular magnesium. Now, the best way to get it is 2 teaspoons twice a day on the skin, or to get the magnesium chloride, not Epsom salt. Epsom salt is magnesium sulfate. It's not nearly as well absorbed as magnesium chloride. But you can buy magnesium chloride crystals, and putting about 4 cups of those into the bathtub and soaking in it is actually even better than putting it on the skin in the lotion. But I would strongly, strongly advise he take up magnesium lotion.
Well, and that magnesium deficiency will have an effect on his memory lapsing?
Oh, yes, of course. Magnesium is involved in 350 different biochemical responses in the body.
Oh,
memory
wow.
is definitely one of them. Now, he probably also needs B-complex.
Let's go back to the ear infection quick. So let's just say there is no doctor. Everything's locked up. How would you fight that thing? Because that's like all of this stuff. When we talked about the prostrate, you talked about it last week. We talked about it, and that was the person that when I called, you told them to use the green treatment, the green light, that passed those jelly beans. But let's just say, you know, those are things, everything's great when you have a doctor today, but, you know, the way our world's going, we don't even know if there's going to be a tomorrow, let alone a doctor tomorrow. So if you had to treat an ear infection in a grid down scenario, what would be the easiest way to do that?
I would put 3 drops of castor oil into the ear and then put a heating pad on it for 10 minutes.
And that castor oil, does that have to be a particular kind?
And now for the ear, it would be okay to use the massage type, any kind of castor oil.
And that lets the oil get in there. And then how about that other thing called a wax candle?
That one I don't know enough about. I'm not opposed to it, but I've never used it. I'm a little bit concerned about melting wax into my ear.
The wax, it sticks out the side. I had it done 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And the stuff that came out was unbelievable. I mean,
I'm sure it could work. I don't know all the folk remedies.
The heating pad is for how long?
Well, I think just 10 or 15 minutes would be adequate.
Yeah, your last week's show was just incredible. The fact that you were putting out all those different parts, you know, that's stuff people listen to and they don't make notes. They take it for granted. And they always assume somebody's going to be there to answer. You know,
right.
that little sister of mine, when she had the stroke last year, she's actually driving now. She tires out easily. It's like if she does an hour's worth of stuff, she's mentally fatigued. Anything in particular she can do for that?
Well, of course, I take 100 milligrams of B-complex. That's always at the top of my list for that kind of problem. The other thing that could be, NADH is a nice, normal, mental energizer. There are 2 others also You could play with an acetyl L-carnitine or NAC. Any one of these three can help mental energy.
She's been using the PEMF thing. And for a while, I had it. We'd take turns every day. Then I would take it, use it all night. And I left it with her for the last 3 weeks.
Well, if it's not helping, then she definitely needs more of B-complex, almost certainly, and maybe one of the other energy supplements.
What's happening is she just, I don't know, could she be depressed?
Well, yeah, the single greatest thing for depression, of course, is L-tryptophan and lithium orotate plus the B-complex.
What is the lithium orotate?
Lithium orotate is a mineral, and depending on the weight, probably 10 to 15 milligrams of lithium orotate over the counter. It helps you make serotonin, the bright-eyed, bushy-tailed wake-up hormone.
Does you take that with anything else, or you don't take it with something?
Well, you take it with B-complex. You know, she needs at least 25 to 50 milligrams of B-complex, and the L-tryptophan up to 4 grams a day.
You know, these are the little incidentals that nobody knows about. And, I mean, when you look you up on YouTube, you have like, I don't know, only like 3,500 YouTube videos.
You know, I like to talk.
Oh, you know what? And it's a privilege to get to ask you questions. You know, just some of the emails you send out and some of those pictures. I mean, people, they just don't know. They just don't understand what we have and how fragile our life is. It's kind of really funny how, you know, but this part, if there was one thing, how important the type of exercise, whether you're walking, whether it was, what's the word, something she does like a memory exercise, because the physical exercise is good. I mean, she really,
my favorite actually is go to YouTube and find Bounce with Dr. Sheely.
Yeah.
The reason I like that one is you're moving your arms. Music conductors live longer than any other profession. And I've been recommending this to people who don't like to exercise. You just stand in place and minimally bend your knees a little bit. You can even watch television while doing it. God forbid I don't watch television, but at any rate. But you move both arms in a circular motion the entire time. And actually, of my 2 hours of exercise every morning, I do 30 minutes of bouncing while on a Vibe machine.
Oh, you actually use one of those vibratory?
Oh, I've used one since 1994.
Oh, because I picked her up the jogging tramp with a little armrest on it.
Yep, those are good.
What she liked about it is she's moving. It's making her arms move a little bit, and it's working.
Yep.
The lymph glands? It's getting all that stuff to move around?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's good for the lymph. It's good for circulation. Any movement is better than sitting.
last question about, what are those called, the violet ray machines?
Interestingly, the old violet ray is one of the best things in the world. It never has been well recognized. It actually puts out human DNA frequency of 52 to 78 billion cycles a second. You can actually stimulate an acupuncture point with 1 minute of the violet ray applied to the acupuncture point. You can do all kinds of beneficial things with violet rays. One of my favorite old tools.
So, how would you pick an acupuncture point to use the violet ray on?
Well, you have to know which ones to use, but you could stimulate, for instance, any of the rings. You know, I've got the 5 rings, which consist of 12 or 13 points each. But you could stimulate the whole ring. Now, it would take you, you know, 12 to 13 minutes. However, with the Bliss oils, you can do it in 30 seconds because you just barely touch it with the oil. But if you don't want the oil, you want to try the violet ray. It works beautifully. But you have to know where the points are, of course.
You know, I bought one of those, and when I get a bruise, I run that thing over the bruise, and it really dissipates it. What do you know about DMSO?
Well, I've done a great deal of work with DMSO over the years, and it is great. In fact, interesting, your FDA, as you know, I don't want to claim it, allows you to irrigate the bladder with DMSO, but they don't want to put it on the skin. Typical FDA. But basically, MSM, methyl sulfonamethane, by mouth works quite as well as DMSO on the skin.
Oh, so if you take it DMSM?
No, MSM, methyl sulfonamethane.
Okay. And that's a capsule or a pill form.
You can get it in powder as well, 1 teaspoon a day.
Okay. Because I know the DMSO, whenever I know I'm going to have a pain, like I was cutting wood one day, so I mix it down, too. I dilute it with some distilled water, like 2 parts DMSO, 3 parts distilled water. I spray that on. I mean, it smells funny. Your urine smells funny in the morning, but usually you have no pain. But can you use the DMSO and use the violet ray together, or that wouldn't have no benefit?
No, anything that's safe, it's excellent together, and it would be safe.
So that frequency on the violet ray, how different is the frequency on the violet ray than the gamma state, the theta state?
Oh, totally different. Gamma is 40, ideally 40 cycles to take up to 100. But we're talking about, with the violet ray, we're talking 52 to 78 billion cycles a second.
So how's the violet ray work different than the PEMF?
Well, the violet ray is more a generalized, back-to-normal thing. It has some of the same benefits as the PEMF, but it's a lot more cumbersome. Now, actually, my Rejuvamatrix, Rejuvamatrix, is sort of like a general violet ray device for the whole body. That device, if you lie on it for an hour a day, will also regenerate your telomeres.
Let me hold on, because that's another question I want to ask you about telomeres when you get back.
Help out on the call is waiting also.
Oh, okay. I'll let you go then. Thank you, Norm.
Thanks, Joey.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Norm Sheely event today, and is our caller still on the line? I'm sorry?
Is it me?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, do you have a question?
Hi, it's Georgie, Norm.
I'm not hearing her.
Oh.
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Barely. Speak up.
I'm screaming. Georgie is calling. Can you hear me?
Let me see if our engineer can repeat the question for me. Can you do that?
Okay. Yeah.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Okay, go for it.
Well, it's Georgie calling.
You're breaking up. I'm just not getting you.
I just wonder why. Okay. My question is more of a comment about dealing with so much of the polarization and isolation that people are facing today.
Well, to me, that takes me back to what I was going to talk about next on my own, autogenic training. The number one way to reduce stress that you can't otherwise handle is train your brain. It's a technique called autogenic training, basic Schultz, S-C-H-U-L-T-Z. You can get it free by going to my website, normsheely.com, and when you sign up for my free email newsletter, you get a download of Autogenic Focus. If you will listen to that 18 minutes twice a day, it allows you to say, who cares? I learned it in 1972. I've used it with 100,000 or more people. It is the single greatest way to help you deal with today's nonsense.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay. How's Georgie, the friend and poet?
No, I've got to go back to the engineer. I just am not getting it. Your voice is not coming through. Well, can you repeat her question for me? Okay, go ahead. Give the question, please. You there, ma'am?
Yeah.
Give the engineer your question, and he'll give it to me.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, my question was more of, given the light that I said about the polarization and isolation, people staying home more and more, unable to leave, even if they can, they're afraid to go out more and more. It's just some of the things that I think Dr. Shealy can, just discuss about, just because of his personality and his overall arching wisdom about so many things.
Well, let's face it. I did get the gist of the question adequately. People today are more scared and more afraid than they've been any time that I know of in my life, at least. I refuse to get involved with it. I refuse to go to places that require masks. I'd have to be half dead to wear one in public. But I practiced autogenic training in 1972 enough that now I only do it about a minute once or twice a day. And it's the only way I know to avoid it. We found that in this pseudodemic, fakeodemic, stupidemic that's going on right now, telomeres have shrunk 2% in 6 months. That is that's four times the average rate of decreasing telomeres because of the fakeodemic. And so you really must train yourself to, not allow it to get to you. I can't change the weather. I can't change government, so I detach. And I know nothing else that will let you detach as well as autogenic training.
Okay, that is my main question to think about, using the autogenic training and detaching, because it's getting harder for people that I work with to detach. And, I need to give, and I give them some hints, but, and I give them information, but sometimes it's hard for me to even figure out how to help people because they're so shutting down that even are reaching out. I don't know if you can hear me now, but even reaching out for help.
Yes, I'm getting it. Well, again, I believe autogenic training should be taught in kindergarten. We should learn to do that early in life. And I strongly, strongly recommend that every human being train the brain to detach from those things you cannot change. No point in wasting your energy.
Wonderful.
Thanks for calling.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.